Welcome to the ATL Podcast Network.
Running the point.
I'm Jason Carey. About time to get this thing started. Running the point with Jason Carey. Super excited about this interview. There's several layers to the interview that you guys are about to hear, and about the author you're about to listen to. So much going on, but education. One thing, I'm a big data junkie. Anybody that knows me or listens to me knows that I'm a huge data junkie. I just like information. And so I just collect information. I'm always known to have some knowledge about some stuff that they're like, why do you even know that? And so education is huge for us. And when I say education, I don't mean traditional education. That's not really my thing. But just how people learn, because people learn in different ways. It's very interesting. I came across this book on Instagram, and the title of the book was ABC to Jay-Z. And just reading that, being the huge hip-hop fan and being a rapper myself and just being part of hip-hop culture, I was like, man, this is interesting. Let me find out more. And I found out, I reached out to the author, found out they live in Australia. Australia. So this is an international interview. They don't call me International J-Boy for nothing. So so good morning and welcome, the author Jess. Welcome to
good morning.
I call you Jessica, call you Jessica. Do I say the whole thing?
Jess is
how
good.
Would you like for me to say it?
No, Jess is good. Jess is good.
Yeah. So Jess, welcome to the show. Welcome to the show. Thank you for taking the time to interview.
Thank you for having me.
And no problem. And like I said, we got a chance to talk a little bit. And again, the interview, I wanted to talk to you guys. I say interview, but it's just a conversation. This is a conversational podcast, and we call it the Intelligent Podcast, so Intelligent Conversation. And this is the first episode. This is the first episode of season two. And it's also the first episode with a guest that I don't have a long-standing personal relationship with, I think, you know? If you think the whole episode, whole season one, I think I knew the other people and knew their work from a wide range. And you guys are a little different in that regard. And it's exciting. It's exciting. So
yes.
And I say, again, information, but also as we get deeper to this interview, we'll talk about some of the results of putting out this book and the difference in cultural things, that nature. We'll get into that just a little bit. But I think it's just important to have conversation and to reach across the table, because a lot of times people just don't know. And I think there's a chance, we need a chance to actually talk, you know, because sometimes we just rush to judgment. But we're going to talk about the book first. That's the important part. We're going to talk about the book because this platform, I want people to get a chance to talk, to know about the book as well. I'm big in small business, big in just people starting stuff. So let's just jump into that. ABC to Jay-Z. In your Kickstarter campaign, you said that these hip-hop artists were some of the greatest artists or musicians of our time, which I totally agree. You know, I totally agree. Again, big hip-hop fan. But I guess I want to ask you guys, are you a hip-hop fan? Are you a fan of hip-hop personally?
Yeah, so absolutely. The point of this book, I guess, for me was, like, I'd sat on the idea for years. I'm now 30, but back in high school, I guess I thought of the idea because I've always loved hip hop and thought it would be so cool if it existed, basically. And I'd never found an ABC hip hop book. Mm-hmm. And then, so fast forward a lot of years, me and my husband have been together for nearly 14 years, and we do a goal board every year of like stuff we want to accomplish in a year. And one of his goals actually was to write a book because he's in business and he wanted to write a business book. And it was one of the last goals that wasn't sort of ticked off our list yet. I was 6 months pregnant and I was like, you know what, let me take that on and let's finally do this hip hop ABC book that we've talked about for years. And the reason, yeah, that it was based around hip hop was our whole relationship has, I guess, been around hip hop. We absolutely love it. And I think, again, out of all of this, after we've had some chats with people in the US, a lot of people don't realize over there that hip hop is huge here in Australia and New Zealand, which is why the book did get a lot of attention locally. Everyone, I guess, for this generation now, having kids especially, they obsess over hip hop, love it. I was actually at the Bryson Tiller concert on Friday. He came here and performed at the Opera House.
Oh, wow. Amazing. Shout out to Bryson Tiller, St. Louis in the building.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Like, loved it. So I was at his concert on Friday. It was a sellout show. He came and performed here and it was amazing. And again, like, his show sold out in a day. Which just goes to show, like, there's such a love and appreciation for it over here. But again, that's why the book was created around that. And for me, more importantly, becoming a mum, I just didn't resonate with books about apples, balls and cats. Like, the thought of reading a book to my daughter just was depressing, to be quite honest. And I wanted a book that I was going to get just as excited about that she would, hopefully. And you know, it's about education and I want to be passionate about what I'm educating her, like something I'm excited about. So yeah, again, which is why I wanted to base it around hip hop. So it was something that I immediately love that I literally, like, she's only 6 months old now, but I'm excited for her to grow up and I can read it to her. So, yeah.
That's awesome. And like you said, I think that people don't realize, like, the average hip-hop fan, if you're not really engulfed in the hip-hop, the culture, you don't realize how big it's anywhere. Like, I think Germany is the second biggest hip-hop market in a music market in the world.
So
when you go across the water, period, you know, not to compare Germany and Australia, but it's just when you go across the water in different places, you find that hip-hop has permeated through that culture. And it's people that,
absolutely,
you know, artists that don't are considered maybe out of the loop or old here in the U.S., go overseas and have a brand new career. Like Onyx is on tour right now. And I'm like, Onyx? So, which I love Onyx, you know what I mean? But to us, it's like Onyx was 94 or something. You know what I mean?
Yeah, we were all over that years ago. Yeah.
Yeah, whatever the year was. So, but that's dope. And it's important. I asked that question first because in all of this, it's important for people to know that. You're a fan of the culture. You're part of the culture. You're part of hip hop first. Yep. That'll answer so many questions. So I wanted everybody to hear that and know that hip hop is something that you're engulfed in. You just said you went to Bryson Tiller. So shout out to Bryson Tiller.
Yeah. Oh my God. Big shout out. Big fan.
That's awesome. So the title ABC to Jay-Z, it rhymes. Jay-Z happens to have a Z in his name. Is that purely the reason that you named it that,
or are you a Jay-Z fan? Yeah, well, we sat in the car one day driving when we knew we were doing this book, and we went through obviously the alphabet, and we're listening to our like Spotify playlist, and we're like, okay, what artists can we get for each letter? In saying that, though, we sort of had a guideline, but in doing the book, we put each letter out to public vote to sort of get people involved, which was good, created a bit of conversation too. But when we were sort of doing the book, we got to the last letter and we're like, oh, God, like you want to finish the book strong as well, obviously. And we wanted a title that really, like, that people remembered. And again, big Jay-Z fans over here. So it was kind of punchy and it worked. And once we said it a few times, we're like, we really loved it. So it's obviously a play on words. His name starts with a J, obviously. But it makes enough sense that it works for the book. So, yeah.
Which is crazy. I want to tell you that the only reason I clicked on it is because it said Jay-Z. That's the really only reason.
Yeah.
I that.
And love
it's
that.
Funny
yeah.
because I think I was watching, and this is important for you to know too, just on your marketing side. I think I was watching the Jay-Z performance on BBC, and
yep.
that's what led me to it.
Interesting.
This is crazy, right? Huge Jay-Z fan. Jay-Z doesn't do a lot of interviews, but like he just did the Rap Radar, and then he was doing the interview there and the performance. And so when Jay-Z speaks, if you're a hip-hop fan, Jay-Z speaks, it's like the State of the Union. It's like the real president. It's like our president.
Yeah,
Jay-Z.
Everyone stops. Yeah,
everyone stops.
I get it.
Like,
I get it.
I can't sit still for an hour, but I sit still for an hour and watch a Jay-Z interview, which I don't know what that says about me. I don't know. but
I love it.
I want to hear it. You know what I mean? I want to hear what he got to say.
Yeah.
His point of view, you know, like I said, he doesn't speak that often, and he picks and chooses who he speaks to. Especially thoroughly like that. So I listen. So really the only reason I clicked on it was cause it said Jay-Z, and that's good for your marketing dollars. So, you know.
Interesting. Love that.
that it jumped in like that. So, that's interesting to hear. Now, your email, when your email comes back, it says little homie, right? What's that?
Yes.
Is that like your tagline? Is that?
So it's basically like a company that we set up that I guess sells AB to Jay-Z now. Uh-huh. But it's just like something cute, a play on words. Like again, here in Australia, people will reference their children as like my little homie, like in terms of it. From a hip hop lens, like a hip hop loving parent duo.
Mm-hmm.
And again, they sort of resonate with that kind of terminology.
That's interesting. Didn't know that, you know what I'm saying?
Oh, it's I mean, this is what's become so interesting about this whole process for us is the disconnect between, I guess, understanding, you know, in this case, Australia versus US, and just what people know about the other side, I guess.
Yeah.
It's been insane for us. Like when we did have one conversation with like an amazing lady from, the University of LA, she reached out to us to want to get a bit more understanding about everything that was going on. And she just could not believe that hip hop is popular here. And I was like, oh God, if only you knew, like, and it blows our minds to think that you guys weren't aware of it. You know, it's just so interesting how, I guess in our own bubbles we are, in a sense.
Exactly. You kind of live in your life. Shout out to Malik, my man Malik Aggie Pride from ANT lives out there. So shout out to Malik out in Australia. So yeah, like you said, to call your kid or your child little homie, like never would think that. You know what I'm saying?
It's
like. That's my little homie.
You guys must think it's funny. Yeah.
I do have a little homie, but it's my young boys that, you know, you just got to grow up with, you know, it's little homie. But if you have a child, it's like, hip hop, you be like, that's my seed, which is still probably kind of weird. from hip hop language, that's my seed. So little homie is better. I think your kid would rather be little homie than your seed. So
yeah, I love it.
Yeah. So that's what's up. But again, explanation. People need to hear that. Now, do you have a background in teaching at all, or it's purely from a mother's point of view?
Yeah, not at all. I mean, my sister is a teacher and has a master's in teaching. So there was a few things I ran by her from a teaching point of view, but she's not a hip hop fan at all. She's older.
Mm-hmm.
So in that perspective, no. I mean, I did art in school, and I guess for me, I'm more of a creative kind of person, which I don't know what they say, if it's left or right side of the brain. I'm not sure what that is.
Don't give me the line. I'll be making it up.
Yeah. Same. But no, this was purely like from a mum point of view. I was pregnant with my first baby and I looked at all the kids' books and they bored me to tears. And I was like, I just want something fun that I can have with my girls.
Do you guys plan to develop the ABC to Jay-Z brand kind of like be out beyond the book, like in volumes or coloring books, videos, tapes, anything else? Do you plan to do that? I know it's early. I know you only been doing it for a couple of months on the book, but
yeah, a few months. We definitely do. So after the sort of love we received for AB to Jay-Z, we realized, you know, well, there's a lot of people that are loving it. And that made me so happy because I guess I was seeing other parents who were feeling the exact reason why I guess I wanted to create the book for my daughter was, you know, the enjoyment they're getting out of teaching with their kids, which, I mean, nothing made me happier when I was seeing videos of like parents reading it to their kids. It was honestly awesome. So we actually have a 1-2-3 like accounting book coming out. So we launched that in a couple weeks.
Okay.
And then it'll, I guess, go from there. We've got a poster, like an ABC big chart poster coming out. And we definitely have more plans for more stuff. But again, yeah, it's only been 3 months. And in all of this, yeah, we've had a baby, launched a book. And as you know, there's been a lot going on with the book. So
yeah, you've been busy.
We're kind of still catching our breath in a way. So, yeah. It's been interesting, but it's been great. Like, we're happy.
Okay. So there will be a little development. We shall see. To be continued is what
yes.
you're saying.
Yes. Watch this space.
To be continued. So you're getting love for the book. You're getting a yes. lot of positive feedback. But to people who don't know, there's been some backlash as well. And mm-hmm. so it's been positive. And again, this is part of this conversation. I reached out to talk to you about the book, but then there's a whole nother side to this experience that people need to hear, and they need to hear what we talked about thus far. But I kind of want to start. It seems like that's from the beginning. You guys were gracious enough to let me check out some of the information, try and give me the background, which I appreciate that. Like, that was really cool to talk to you and your husband and kind of be like, hey, let me tell you everything that's going on. Almost in a... He almost talked in a protective matter, like, hey, let me give you this first, and then you decide yeah. if you want to move forward. And
you still want to be our friend. Yeah,
exactly. I totally appreciate it. But if you knew me, I usually when I heard that, it probably made me speed up.
Yeah,
I run towards okay. that kind of stuff. So no fear here at all. But I appreciate that. And so on a Facebook post, someone asked you. Was this company black owned?
Correct.
And the response was, why does that matter? And I don't mm-hmm. know who that came from your team, from you specifically, but somebody said, why does that matter?
Yeah, just to jump in there, that was a stockist of our book. So it actually wasn't us responding to that. And again, that was just something that got changed in the process of this. So that was not us. That was not related to us. It was obviously related to the book, which mm-hmm. is us.
Mm-hmm.
But that was someone selling our book. So we had no idea that happened when it did happen.
Wow.
And we were obviously in no part a part of that response either. Because...
That's key. Somebody,
yeah,
anybody
yeah.
that doesn't know needs to hear that. That
yeah,
you know, that wasn't even us directly. That was somebody that we weren't even connected to it and made that comment.
Yes, correct. Which was a big learning lesson for us, like straight up front, to think we're no longer going to have people stocking our book because we can't control how they respond on our behalf, which was a big, big lesson for us. Unfortunate, but a big lesson, because that is not something we would have responded with, obviously.
Mm-hmm.
But it was too late. We'd given someone our book and they were selling it on our behalf, and this is sort of how they responded. But to be honest, just to stop you right there, again, this is all about education. From an Australian lens,
mm-hmm.
in Australia, if someone asked someone else if their product or business or service was black owned,
mm-hmm.
I can't explain to you guys how shocked they would be. From an Australian point of view, this is just not something anyone would ever ask. I'm not going to say in defense of that person, because I'm not defending anyone. Everyone has a right to say or do whatever they want. Mm-hmm. But like, To ask someone if something is black owned, to be perfectly honest with you guys, as an Australian, they would view that as quite racist. And again, it's just such a disconnect between the two. So if you ask like 99.9, if not, God, I'd even want to say 100% of Aussies, if they'd ever heard that question before, I'd almost guarantee they'd say no. And their response would, I'm not saying be exactly that, doesn't matter, but they'd want to be like, why are you asking me that?
And I think that's what the question was. The question was, it came across on the internet. That's the only thing about text message. You can't tell tone.
Exactly. No emotion comes through with that. Exactly.
So
right.
It may have been like, why are you asking me that? But it came across
like she was confused.
Why that matter?
Yeah.
That's how, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
How two different tones.
Which sounds like she's got attitude. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. But do you, the question in that though, like you said, for Australia and Australian culture, they would, you don't, not understanding that, but from your education now and kind of understanding from American mm-hmm. point of view, did you learn that why that might sound
yes.
kind of crazy?
Okay. Yeah, absolutely. So then once we sort of understood that that situation was brought to our attention, because we weren't connected to it, we didn't realize this had gone down. Mm-hmm. And then when we looked deeper into why people ask that question, we realize it's completely normal in America and totally respect it, totally understand it now. But again, because it's never been brought to our attention before, we were like, what is this all about? And again, so we have to sit down and educate ourselves about why this happens and I guess why those people were asking it about AB to Jay-Z. So, I mean, and there's so much in this story that comes down to self-education, which is what helped us quickly realize why it was asked. And then, I mean, it's all over the internet, but you'll see that Stockhurst then obviously did her own sort of research and understood and came back to those people and had her own response. But I understand it was kind of too late then. People had made their own sort of judgments. They were upset. They were offended, which mm-hmm. is completely understandable. But again, it was all about just educating. Like I said, I can't stress enough to walk into a store or to say something like that in Australia would just be unheard of. It's really unfortunate.
The unfortunate part about that is that there's a fallout for it. Because I saw an ad today came through my feed, and one of the comments, I wanted to see what people were commenting, and there was tons of positive comments. Oh, you need this. Oh, this is great. I want it. Tag is like 861 comments on it. Great, a lot of feedback, but it was one comment that said blocked culture vulture. It was one comment that said that.
Another term, that's the misunderstanding
mm. of why somebody would say that. Is it black owned? Because we haven't mentioned that you guys are a young white couple. We haven't mentioned that here on the podcast. And so immediately someone from that side says, oh, are they exploiting the culture? And that's why I wanted to start with, you are actually a fan. You are part of hip hop. It's not about black and white. It's you. Hip hop is a culture and you're part of that culture. And
I guess another term that we learned in all of this was cultural appropriation.
Yes.
So that was a big thing that got thrown in our faces. And again, like, call it ignorance, but we were like, hold on, like, what does this even mean? I literally had to Google what it meant because I was just like, I've never heard this before and call me stupid. But I guess backpedaling again, in Australia, like, I never dreamed. I was just a mum sitting at home with a newborn. Mm. I never dreamed for this book to get such worldwide attention either. So I just created it for my daughter. And then within like days, I was, you know, culture vulture, cultural appropriation, all of this kind of stuff. And I was like, hold on a minute, I need to sit down and like educate myself about this, which in like, it's easy to look back now and say, well, you should have done that in the first place, but I never dreamed of this blowing up the way it did. And again, my bad, like I totally, and which is why we gave you the heads up. We've never run away from this. We completely stand up and own up to being completely ignorant in all of this, but the education piece has been a huge eye opener. Like whether people want to believe this or not, we are not racist people. Like hip hop, we are obsessed. Like we are such huge fans. So it's so upsetting to read that kind of stuff about you online because we've got nothing but love for it. And the way it's been sort of translated, and I guess, you know, with anything in media, and I know celebrities probably deal with this on a daily basis, like your words and your actions get twisted and something completely untrue gets splashed across the internet. And it's like, hold on a minute.
Wildfire.
That's not how it is at all. You know?
Wildfire. I, for one, I'm glad though that it created a conversation and created it created some education on the other side, and great for this platform for us to even talk about it.
Absolutely.
And so in this understanding, again, I give you a platform because I don't think you had the platform to respond to some of the information outside of just direct emails or podcast. And this is going across the world. People are going to hear this. I also got a chance to check out the Kickstarter campaign. And yes. Like I said, and you did some great things in there. I like the way that you guys had a chance for people to vote for what letters, what artists would do, which letters. That was awesome. It was a great idea. I think, but one of the challenge in language in the beginning, again, what you guys told me ahead was just from not knowing the first line, ABC to Jay-Z is for the next generation of hood rats.
Oh God. I know. I like.
There will always be an abundance of books ready to teach our kids about apples, balls, and cats, as you said. But who is going to teach them about the realist alphabet? Who's going to make sure their rap game is strong when they start school? Immediately, people hear that and say, "Who are you talking to? Who in the world are you talking to in America?" If somebody hears that, they're like, "Wait a minute. Who you calling hood rats?" Immediately. Like, you talking to, are you talking to us? Again, but you guys even call your child little homie. So it's not even it's not even directed at a race. It's at people, correct?
Yeah, correct. Again, like pulling away from race completely. It's like looking back now, like you read that back to me and I want to
run
into a hole and never come out. Like, I die that we use that language. Like, again, now that I step back, and it's so easy now to look in hindsight and go, well, you shouldn't have done that. I shouldn't have done that and all of that. But again, we're in our Australian bubble here in Australia, obviously. And we had hundreds of people come to our Kickstarter page. And to be honest, including people from America, because we did sell a few to America in the early stages. Mm-hmm. And whilst we weren't getting any like real time feedback, partnered with our, I guess, ignorance again, we're like, sweet, this is awesome, you know. And and again, because we don't view ourselves as racist, we weren't looking at it as a racist thing, if that makes sense.
Yeah.
We weren't out to offend anyone, so we're not looking at that going, oh, shit, that's probably not a good thing to say, because it came from such an innocent place.
So, yeah, so again, like I said, somebody reading that, and I said, now, I read the whole thing. And I got the sense that you guys were just playing on hip-hop language, hip-hop lingo, the way people talk.
Absolutely.
Yeah. And so, I don't know. I got to ask my producer, maybe, is this our fault? You know what I'm saying? Is hip-hop culture? Is this our fault? Because some of the language, they were just using some of the slang that we use. You know, it's baby daddy in there. I saw some of the writing on there, and it was pure hip-hop lingo that you were using, but like here in America, that we take that it's an equivalent of an uncool person that's not part of hip-hop, and it's usually
like
a Caucasian saying yo and using their hands to talk. That's how it came across.
Totally understand that. Like an absolute loser. I get it. I really get it.
To us, we're like, yo, are you making fun of us or are you part of it? You know what I'm saying? That's how I read it. I was like, yeah, they didn't understand. But I knew what they I knew what you were trying to do from a marketing point of view. I knew exactly what you were trying to do.
Again, because to us, we thought we were marketing to Australians again, when we're not even comprehending that Americans were even looking at us.
That's big. That's big. You even, like you said, you just created a home being a mom and just like, hey, this our people are going to see this.
Oh, yeah, I'm still in all of this, like keeping it real. I've got a 2-month-old baby at home. Mm-hmm. Like, you know, I'm still figuring out how the hell to be a parent. And I'm all of a sudden in this like international racial scandal. And I was like, holy shit, what just happened? You know, it's intense. Yeah. It's intense.
And you're talking to a young man from Richmond, Virginia, sitting in Atlanta. kind of crazy, right?
It is very crazy.
So to people who don't know, people that's listening, from the fallout from the Kickstarter campaign, from the Facebook post, who wasn't them, someone, I think the young lady was a blogger herself that was asking this question. So she had a following, I guess, and they wrote this whole article. And
correct.
And they posted your wedding picture and was like, hey, you can't see the rest of this picture, but they have no black friends, and your black friend would have told you not to.
So just to jump in there as well, just to jump in there, my bridesmaid is actually black, and she was deliberately cut out of that photo.
You don't have to defend that, Jess. You don't have to defend that. We understand.
That was really that was upsetting for me, because I have lots of like people of color who are friends of ours, and they posted that photo. Like, our wedding photo got retweeted, like, I don't know, 15,000 times to show how white we are and to say that we don't know any people of color. But they deliberately cropped them out of the picture. So to sit back and watch that happen was frustrating as hell.
As you said, like, you feel like how celebrities feel when they be skewing the stories.
Oh, totally.
To fit
totally.
Their media side.
Yeah.
Did you tell me you get like, you guys were getting like 300 death threats or something crazy?
Yep. So we were getting daily death threats. And then you can appreciate with the time difference as Australia goes to bed, America wakes up. So as we're exhausted mentally getting through all of this, and just as we're ready to go to bed, like our phones just start going off, and it's easier said than done to just switch off your phone and ignore it when your name and I guess image is being spoken about online. So you sit there, and we for a good solid month or so, we just got no sleep. And like I said, throw in a newborn to that. It was a crazy time. And I mean, I'm not sitting here saying poor me, whatever. Like horrible stuff goes on every day. But it's just all in context to what was happening at the time. It was full on, very full on. And a big thing here in Australia is online bullying. So lots of kids here in Australia in schools and stuff end up like committing suicide and stuff. Yes. And whilst I'm 30 and very confident with the person I am and I know who I am, I can totally appreciate how kids get affected by this kind of stuff, because we were getting hammered online. Like, and, you know, not everything was true that was being said about us, which was even harder to sort of sit back and read, because we couldn't yet respond because tensions were so high that we knew it was best not to respond just yet. We later issued like a full statement on our website in response to it all, but it really opened our eyes and made me quite sad as to what some people set out to do to make how they want to make other people feel. And it's sad, I guess, the world we live in. Like, the internet can be an amazing thing, but it can also be an awful thing, an awful platform to bring people down. So, another lesson we learned in all of this.
And we're going to, anybody that's listening, y'all listen to the end, we'll give you their website and their Instagram so you can actually go and purchase the book. I want you guys to go and get the book or to follow them and to support whether you feel like it or not. Because I feel like at some point, even with this, maybe I'll get some backlash too. And I'm fine with it.
It'd
be
not.
Like, yeah, well, you're supporting it. And like, I don't think it's a problem. I believe that people just got to get educated. It's people that they just as a person, people say something about me and it's wrong. They just they have this image and they don't understand. They don't know who I am. And they just make up things. And so I can see how something can get misconstrued. And it was important to me to give you guys that chance to kind of defend some of that stuff.
I really appreciate it.
No problem at all. But speaking of that, because we gotta get through that piece too. Part of the fallout, people, you know, the internet went crazy. They started looking. Looking for all sorts of things. And it also included the now famous black basketball team costume posted on Facebook. Again, it was 2008 or something. It was an older picture, but they found something where it was a Halloween costume. I guess not Halloween, but it was just a costume for whatever reason. I don't know what it was.
Correct.
Now, in that moment, when they actually did it, did you see it as harmless at the time?
Yeah. So again, 2008. So it's nearly 10 years ago. Mm-hmm. And again, I'm not going to sit here and justify any of this, because it's awful, full stop. And I appreciate that. And we own up to that completely. But mm-hmm. I guess what's important is to give some context around the pictures.
Mm-hmm.
And as a 30-year-old woman now, I sit here and I'm so aware of, you know, everything going on around me. But as 10 years ago,
20 years old, college age.
Yeah.
Going on.
Whereas,
go ahead.
Again, I really want to hose home, like, an Australian lens looking in this is so different. And the truth is, so a lot of people said we're at a college blackface party. Oh my God, that is so untrue. We were part of a basketball team, and it was a competition basketball. It was potentially our grand final or something. And they dressed up as a black American team purely because they're very talented at basketball. And showed up to this big stadium with literally hundreds of people, refs, people of color, all nationalities. And not one comment was made. And I'm not saying this is okay, but I'm saying 10 years ago in Australia, it's not viewed as anything with malice or harm. It's completely, like, almost instantly understood that it comes from an innocent place. It's not meaning racial backlash. It's just not coming from a bad place. That does not make it okay. I totally appreciate that and can completely understand why people are hurt by that. And perhaps that we are being so casual about it, that's not okay. And we totally get that. But to just give some context around that, because for people to say it was a blackface party and we proudly promote it, you know, and another reason why the pictures were uploaded to Facebook, we weren't even hiding it. We just, you know, 10 years ago, you put that on Facebook because you do think it's something so innocent. And again, which is why they were still there today, because we hadn't even thought twice. I mean, who looks back on their Facebook pics from 10 years ago anyway? We forgot they were there. So I guess that's a bit of background on those pictures. They're horrible. Unfortunately, they've been screenshot. We obviously removed them straight away, but screenshots last forever. And that's why the internet is a interesting place.
Yeah, screenshots last forever. Tweets never go anywhere.
If I have to see those pictures one more time, I swear.
As you said, you know now that it's not. So have you been educated on just the history of the blackface and everything?
Of course. Like, this story, like, our story of this book is just, like, takes a turn every day. And on the back of this, okay, that's where, like, so that was icing on the cake, and we were just like, oh God, this is awful. The most awful thing that could have happened in all of this. And one of the real positive things that came out of this was it did create, while there was people just out to sort of throw anger, death threats, all of that, again, understandably, and I get that. I'm not going to say they were in the wrong, absolutely not. But we did have some really great, and I mean, including this one, open and honest conversations with some Americans who were willing to sort of have an adult chat about it, about why we've done this and get a bit of understanding, which was good.
Definitely.
And we realized we had a really captive audience that we could do some good out of this. So we actually are in the process of putting together an ABC book that will be based around sort of awareness and cultural diversity. Okay. So we're excited about that. We haven't announced anything yet officially. So, I mean, you guys are the first to hear of it. But we want to engage 26
different
artists. Uh-oh, wait a
minute. We're the first to hear of it. You can't just gloss over
that,
Jess. We're the first. We got to make some noise about that.
We're the first.
World premiere. We got to get excited over here.
Remix. but we want to engage 26 different artists from all around the world to contribute to this book. And we're really excited, I guess, to create something that's going to, at the utmost, educate people and our kids. Like, our kids are our future. And I look at my daughter, and through all of this, I was looking at her going, man, she's so unaware of everything that's going on now. And it made me sad. Like, I never want her to make a mistake like we did in all of this. And to, I guess, be more culturally aware that, you know, you don't want to upset anyone in all of this. Like, we wanted hip hop to bring everyone together, and for a moment it was doing the exact opposite.
That's
and that
quote
was
right
so upsetting
there, Jess.
For us.
We wanted hip hop to bring everyone together. Wait a minute, let me write that down. I'm going to use that as a promo.
And it's true. Like, you know, people might, like, shake their head at that and go, oh, you know, it's a cliche, but it's genuinely how we feel. So, which is why we wanted to make this book. So that'll be our next plan, and we're going to give that away to our audience, and just spread some good out of all of this. So I guess, you know, well, if anyone is listening and they're a talented artist or they know someone who is, please pass your details on, because it's something that we are really pumped about. And, you know, you spoke a lot about it, and I'm really happy that you opened about, you know, talking about education and all of this, because that's where we want this to go. Yeah. AB to Jay-Z was a fun project, and started out so small and obviously got a bit crazy. So while we've got all these people watching and listening, whether they're happy or unhappy, we want to educate and I guess get people to have a better understanding that, you know, there's so many cultures in this world, but, you know, and a lot of them just purely love hip hop, and yeah, that can draw us together. So
indeed. So in that, I would give you one last thing that I'm going to give you a chance to address. ABC to Jay-Z, make sure anybody's listening and y'all look for it, look it up, all of that. But there was part of that, those pictures, there was the comment section. Again, something that you can't control.
No, we can't.
Something that you can't control, but there's, you know, a comment that stood out to me. And I want to know if you guys had a chance to check that person. Did you know that person? The person in the comment was like, "You look better as niggas," pardon my language, but they used the A. I felt like they used it N-I-G-G-A, so they felt like it was okay. But it was like, yeah, y'all look cute, or y'all look better as niggas. And again, to a person that saw that, they like, well, y'all comfortable with this? Again, 10 years ago, but they're like, y'all comfortable with this. Do you know that person? Were you able to check that person, educate that person?
So 10 years ago, we've obviously got a different set of people we're hanging around with. So she was someone who my husband went to uni with, and had commented on that. And to be honest, we hadn't spoken to her in the 10 years that have passed. And she got smashed as well online. So people, you know, Googled her name, found out where she works, and harassed her workplace. So that was pretty intense also. And again, it goes without saying that 10 years later, she looks back on that comment and absolutely cringes herself. She is a Muslim girl who now lives in Egypt, actually. So you're bringing in cultures from all over the shop in all of this, to be honest. But again, looking back now, that's awful. And I'm not justifying it at all. And I cringe, because we've had to relive this over and over, nearly daily, for a period of time. And it sucks that it's being, it's awful. And I mean, we've all made mistakes in our life, and to be reminded of them daily is tough, but, you know, learning is key. But absolutely. You look back and you think, what the hell was she thinking writing that? It's so
But I think you said something.
Disrespectful, but again, in Australia, unfortunately, it was thrown around casually, and we're not going to lie about that. It's casual racism at its best, like, if that's how you're going to look at it. Like, it's said so casually, and she wouldn't have even thought twice about writing that. But again, like, someone we hadn't spoken to in 10 years, and no joke, she contacted us, and she's like, hey guys, and she sent this screenshot of all this harassment she was copying. And we were like, God, we didn't even think that it would have reached her. But it was just getting out of hand for a period of time. But she looks at that herself and cringed, and her workplace had to actually get their like forensic team onto all the harassment that she was getting, like, because it was so heightened at a time. But anyone, like, there's not one person that looks back on that now and thinks, oh no, they were okay to say that. Absolutely not. It's completely insincere. But again, context is everything. Not justifying it at all, though. It's awful. It's not something we would ever say. And I look at my daughter, and there's no way she would grow up speaking like that. No chance. But
and you said something there about the making a mistake as a youngster and having to relive it. And I tell anybody that's passing judgment to look in the mirror about some of the things you did as a youngster, some of the mistakes. Now, again, I'm not excusing anybody who's done anything malicious as a youngster, don't be like, well, I was young. That's crap. I don't believe in that.
Yeah, it's not
I'm
an
not
excuse.
Excusing those folks.
It's not an excuse.
Malicious is malicious. I don't care. I give a damn how old you were. But a uneducated, ignorant mistake, we've done.
Yeah.
We've said some things. I got some quotes. There's some things I said in the classroom that I probably should have never said.
Yeah.
I probably should have never said. And I'll probably say some more. But,
yeah.
You know, anybody that's passing judgment immediately and looking to send harassing emails or challenge these people, just you and your family, to their business, I'm speaking to the world. Don't do that. I don't think that's the way to move. I think the way we're moving right now in a conversation to find out, to get some context, was the move. Hopefully
yeah.
this interview can go out there and bring some light to what was going on there and kind of
I didn't expect this to be like a quick fix. Like, I understand
not at
it's
all.
Not gonna
not,
fix
yeah,
everything
not at all.
At all.
Yeah.
I understand that. And to be honest, like, to sit there and be judged on one moment in time was hard. And I said to my husband, you know, they went through our old Facebook photos, but it's funny how, you know, people are so quick to ignore the photos of just last year. My husband was in Cambodia doing charity work at an orphanage.
Mm-hmm.
And it's so funny that they're quick to ignore that,
yeah,
but it's
yeah.
like, hold on a minute, 10 years ago, you did that and that's not okay. But instead of judging us, like, to be honest, no one, like even you yourself, like we've had a chat, but no one really knows the people we are, but they're so quick to judge us.
Yeah.
So that's really tough.
Yeah.
So it's conversations are everything. And so this is why we, you know, we weren't going to run away from this. It's a hard conversation to have. Don't get me wrong. I was very nervous to have this chat because I understand there's so many people out there that are waiting for every word to come out of my mouth to, I guess, crucify me.
Mm-hmm.
And you know what? I understand I've really upset people and I take full responsibility for that. But it's an outlet to, I guess, have my peace. And again, I'm so sorry, but I really thank you for allowing me to do this. It's
no problem.
Like a huge help, I guess.
You've done a great job. I don't think they have anything they could take from this and make a negative sound bite. Get back to the book. Alex, he's an illustrator. His name is
yes.
Alex.
Yeah,
he's
is.
Dope.
He is.
He's pretty dope. You said
yeah, he's cool.
He's been, you said magazines, other artists have kind of reached out to him. So he's done some big stuff. So shout out to Alex. When you guys get the book, anybody's listening, you get to see pay attention to the drawings. This is, again, love of hip hop. Just to have our images as a culture. When I say our, they don't have my picture in the book yet, but
soon,
maybe I'll be part of the next
coming
one.
Soon.
But when I say our images, they have our images going around the world and being shared and still alive. I mean, as a part of hip hop, it's a proud moment for me. I enjoy it, you know.
Yeah, cool.
I'm excited. I don't think is there a Tribe Called Quest member in there? It's Fife Dog or Q-Tip in any of this. We need to make
you know
that.
What those names were brought up so much in the voting.
We
which is funny.
We need Fife Dog. You can do a whole Fife Dog book.
Yes.
You know.
Honestly, we have heard those names over and over, and like Wu-Tang, everyone wanted Wu-Tang in the book, but
yeah.
again with votes, like we had to go with the majority and because there was a lot of blobs that there was only one female in the book, but again it all came down to votes. It wasn't us trying to discriminate or anything like that. It was just a fun sort of, it was great to get the feedback from everyone, but we certainly got votes for all those people. And it was actually really interesting to see and fun to sort of plan for the next book and all of that. So
yeah. Shout out to hip hop. But I did want to give some love to Alex, to the illustrator. Of course, we give some love to you guys for putting it together, for you and your husband able to sit down and think this thing out and get it going. So let's talk about what social media, if somebody wants to follow the book, follow the publishing company, how do they follow you on Instagram, Twitter, Facebook? How do they follow?
Yeah, so we're not set up on Twitter, but Instagram and Facebook we are. So our Instagram, if you search the hashtag actually AB to JZ, you'll find all our sort of like our customers enjoying the book with their kids, which is awesome to see, and we want to see lots more. Mm-hmm. And our Instagram name is at the Little Homie. And the same as Facebook. So
the Little Homie, right?
Correct. Okay. Correct. At the Little Homie, yeah. So and I can, and again, whilst I've got all your wonderful listeners, if there's any talented artists in the area or if they know someone, please yell out to us, because this new book we're putting together around the cultural diversity piece, we really think it's gonna be special. So we'd love to get people from all over the globe involved. So right. Yeah.
Keep me on deck. I want to be part of that too. Like, I
sent, yeah, cool.
Send some music and stuff over there. It's all started from music. So I'm a hip hop artist. I do all that. So here we go. Hey, if we go talk about excellent. Some music, that'd be excellent to be part of something major and something that brings people together. I'm all yeah, for, and educates exactly people. Right. I'm all for it.
Yeah.
So I hope I got my copy of the book coming. I know we
yes,
talked
you
about
do.
It.
Yes, it's on its way.
Okay, yeah, all right. Okay, way. I can't wait. I'm gonna take some pictures with it and put them up and let people know we got these pictures. To everybody that doesn't know, it's morning for them. It's Monday morning over there for you guys.
And it's a public holiday, so life is good. No work today.
Perfect. It's a holiday. No work. Got the kid in the background. It's late at night for us, but not late, but it's night for us.
Yeah.
Catch some of that NFL football that you guys will talk about late.
Yeah, exactly.
But again, so much going on in our culture, as in hip hop, and our culture as in the U.S. culture, is so much going on. A lot of divisiveness happening, coming from the top. And so that this is my piece of it, to be able to bring some of that together, be a table to sit down and have some real conversations, man. So I appreciate you guys just taking the time to talk to us.
Thank you, Jason. Appreciate it.
You are definitely welcome. Again, man, to our listeners, we're going to get ready to get out of here and let them enjoy their holiday. But this is Running the Point with Jason Carey. Make sure you follow ATL Podcast Network on Instagram, atlpn.com, and listen to me on JC Squared on the air every single Monday, 7 to 9 Eastern Standard Time. 7 to 9 Eastern Standard Time, JC Squared on the air on IBNX Radio. That's IBNXradio.com/JC Squared. You can listen to me live, or you can go out there and find me on Mixcloud or something, man. I am Jason804. Follow me at Jason804. This is Running the Point. Hey, Jess, I appreciate you guys. The little homie, give the little homie a high five. That's your daughter. Give a high five.
Thank you.
I appreciate you.
Have
guys.
Have a great night.
You have a wonderful day, all right?
Thanks all right. a lot.
We out of here.
Bye.
Welcome to the ATL Podcast Network.
Running the Point with Jason Carey. Well, time to get this thing started.